ahead of me. So it was kind of one of those things that fear Bill dies and we'll let them through. And so in being in leadership, sometimes you put your membership's needs before your own. And so that was a decision that I had to make.
Final question, and it involves your bills. You were allotted so many bills, BDRs. And I guess my question is, did any of them survive?
No, they didn't. So my one remaining bill towards the end was a property tax bill, which would give, which would require that the assessors give a credit back to homeowners going to the previous year, not just the current year, if they're overcharged for their property taxes. And that died in Senate Finance with Senator Don Darrow Loop. But I plan on continuing to work with the assessors on solving this problem. So it's just because it didn't pass now doesn't mean it's not going to pass the next session.
And the good thing is you're going to be a part of that, and that is going to be really great. Danielle, thank you so much. Hope you have a great rest of your summer. Have a great 4th of July, and I know we'll talk down the line. Thanks so much. I really appreciate all you've done over the last 6-8 months.
Thanks, Kevin, and happy 4th of July to you and all your viewers.
There you go. Danielle Gallant, Assemblywoman, District 23. The folks in District 23 are lucky to have her. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this, there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And as I check out the traffic cams right now at 1229, what I'm seeing is everybody seems to be in the same area because it doesn't look too bad on Interstate 515, also on the Beltway 215. That looks pretty good as well, but we do see some heavy, heavy volumes on Interstate 15 northbound. Once you get to the stadium there, that's on one side of that Tropicana construction zone. And it's also slow on the other side of that construction area at Flamingo, 15 southbound at Flamingo. Watch for accidents, Vegas Valley at Nellis, Durango at Edna, Flamingo at Eastern, and Russell at Jones.
In the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Sean Sears with the KMZQ Sport Flash. Las Vegas Aces routed the New York Liberty 98-81 at home on Thursday night. It was the first meeting between the two of the top teams in the WNBA. Kelsey Plum scored 18 points, which helped the Aces win their seventh consecutive victory. They're now 14-1 on the season. All five of the Aces starters scored in double figures. Aja Wilson putting in 16, while Jackie Young and Candace Parker each added 15. Aces will be back at it again on Saturday afternoon as they will host the Connecticut Sun. A Nevada school union is seeking to put the A's stadium bill to a vote. The Nevada State Education Association intends to launch an initiative, referendum, or both for voters to act and change the course of the recently passed stadium bill to bring a ballpark for the Oakland A's to Las Vegas. For lightning fast updates as news happens, download the Score app. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Sean Zeers with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio. Done right.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Paulie knows and all the good folks, the men and women that get stuff from point A to point B. I love these people. Thank you so much for all that you guys do. Joining us now, I always love it on Friday because we get a chance to visit with Ron Futrell, the sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. He always makes me giggle and laugh and, in general, just brightens the room, which I absolutely love. Ron, you're on assignment for 8 News Now. Where the heck are you?
Yes, I'm on the way in traffic, first of all, in the Vegas traffic, the mess. Breaking news right there, huh? Heading out to Henderson Dollar Loan Center, where they're going to have a news conference with the folks from the Vegas Golden Knights, announcing that Ryan Craig, longtime assistant, I mean, he was here with the team from the beginning, so he's a misfit, if you will, is going to be named the they've already named it, but they're going to have their introductory news conference with Ryan Craig as head coach of the Henderson Silver Knights.
How is that working, that relationship, the Silver Knights and Henderson, and being able to call players up and move them from practice to game mode? How is that working out?
I think very well right now. Henderson Knights didn't have a good season last year. Okay, that's, well, because the Knights took their goalies to be able to win a Stanley Cup.
All of them.
Yeah. Sorry, we need to go. We got goalies getting hurt up here, so we need to keep them and we need to take them. But it's going to work out in the end. Okay, well, it did. And so, it's worked out very well to be able to have. First of all, I love the Dollar Loan Center and that it's perfect size for folks out in Henderson. The price is right to go out there, hang out, watch a game, see the guys that are going to be playing for the Knights before too long. That's enjoyable. It's the same arrangement that the A's hope to have with the ballpark up in Summerlin at some point, where fans could go out there, watch great baseball for a lower price, and be able to see the guys that are going to be playing for the A's of the future. So I think that model has worked very well, and they want to replicate it, duplicate it, however you want to call it, in Summerlin in a few years.
Got to ask you, we have just completed the NHL draft. The Golden Knights had the last pick in the first round and the last pick in the draft overall. Did they help themselves, or is it tough to get anybody that can end up playing for you when you're picking last?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Okay, they may have. I don't know the answer to that. I know they traded that last pick to Columbus, that last pick in the draft, Mr. Irrelevant is what they call him, in the seventh round. That's what they call him in football. But they traded that to Columbus to get a pick next year in the seventh round. So they technically moved up because Columbus is not going to win anything anytime soon. So they'll move up in the seventh round pick last year. But okay, I do want to, so I don't have an answer to your question, but, and you and I haven't talked about this because we don't talk about our segments beforehand, which I do love that we just ad lib as we go along. I got something I want to go off on.
Go for it.
Is that okay with you?
Go for it, man.
When I say go off, I mean go off. Okay?
Go for it.
And this is the announcement. This is the announcement yesterday from the teachers union here in Southern Nevada, the same teachers union that kept students out of school for up to 2 years here in the Valley. For now, we understand, but I knew it at the time. You knew it at the time, Kevin, under false pretenses, kept them out of school and destroyed their education. But they still got paid. That same teachers union has now launched an effort called Schools Over Stadiums to oppose the building of the stadium. I'm going to give you a quote here in a minute, but I got to talk about what they've named that. They named it Schools Over Stadiums, which I can recall back when, this goes back 33, 34 years ago, when UNLV wanted to get rid of Jerry Tarkanian. They launched a PR campaign through the Review Journal at the time, different management, different ownership. Academics over athletics was their battle cry. We need to have academics over athletics, and that's going to be the battle that we win, and we're going to get rid of a coach that doesn't care about academics, was their whole premise. Tark would sit there at the news conferences and go, there's no battle with academics over. Why do we have a battle? That's a false battle. It's not a real battle. We can have both at UNLV. We can have academics and athletics if you want. I'm going to take care of the athletics part and, you know, have the academics take care of. You got a Stanford, you got a BYU, you got a Harvard. They don't have these battles of academics over athletics. So when I saw this name of their super PAC or PAC, whatever, that they have formed, and they called it Schools Over Stadiums, all my spidey senses went off, okay? Went off when I saw that title. And I said, are you freaking kidding me? you bunch of idiots. That's with a capital I. I think that capital is all letters there, Kevin. Idiots.
Explain what they're trying to do, though, and the process they would have to use in order to do it. The bill was passed, signed by the governor. It's the law.
Right. Okay, here's their quote. Here's what their mission is. They are committed to pursuing every possible path to stop the use of public funds to subsidize. That word again, billionaires, the pejorative that we have said many times, Kevin and I have said here. Well, heaven help us. Heaven help our nation if billionaire becomes a pejorative. There are bad billionaires. There's good billionaires. There's bad homeless. But the billionaires use as a.
We are losing Ron Futrell, and that troubles me.
Possible. And they're very powerful politicians here in the state because they donate largely to Democrats. We know that. It's 90%, maybe that's even low, to Democrats here in the Valley and throughout the country. But so what their use, I don't know. I don't know, really. They're going to take money, as now forming this PAC, they're going to take money from teacher salaries here in the Valley, basically, because that's what they do. They take money from teacher salaries and put it towards political causes. And putting it towards this political cause to stop a stadium being built so the Oakland Athletics can move to Las Vegas. I am freaking sick of this. Besides crap right there, Kevin, but we're on the radio.
There you go.
But no, I'm this is garbage. This is, and we have to trust these same people that got things wrong for 2 years and have ruined the education, especially amongst minority children here in the Valley. And we saw it and knew it all in real time and at the time and said, wait a second, well, who's going to get hurt from this, from pulling kids out because of COVID? And so I'm going to say under the false pretenses, because kids were not affected by COVID, healthy kids, nor were their middle-aged teachers. They were not affected by COVID. And under these false pretenses, shut down schools but still collected their salaries. Unforgivable what they did there. This is unforgivable as well. Schools over stadiums? Guess what? You can have both, freaking union people. You can have schools. You can have stadiums. And by the way, getting the stadium here will get you more tax revenue for schools. So let's go there.
And by the way, just for the record, I happen to have statistics, the latest statistics put out actually by the teachers union that shows that less than 20% of graduating CCSD students are proficient in math. Only 5.7% of graduating students in North Las Vegas are proficient in math. The fact is, we're still screwing up, and we just cut them a check. We just cut education a check for $2 billion. $2 billion. There is no, you know, stadiums or schools. The fact is, we're dealing with both. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. Am I right?
Yes. And there is, I see the numbers. I know the numbers. I've got kids who went through the Clark County public school system, and now I got grandkids in it. They're doing well because they have great parents, and in my case, a great wife who stayed on them and made sure that they got educated. And I got a daughter who's a teacher in the school system here in the Valley. So I know it. I know it personally. I know it very well. And I know the horrors that it has. I know the problems that it has, and I know the successes that it can make. And it requires effort on the side of the parents and the teachers. But, again, they falsely followed Fauci. Now we're finding more and more evidence that Fauci knew that he was wrong. He knew he was wrong and all this stuff. And that's unforgivable. But that's, I know it's going to be out of my wheelhouse a little bit, and I might get in some trouble for saying some of the stuff I just said because the media is not saying it. I've got to say it. I feel obligated to protect my industry to a small, very small degree, and say the truth. And now for them to come out and form a PAC and use their union dollars that should go towards the educating of our students and the pain of our teachers to try to oppose a sports stadium in the Valley because they don't like John Fisher, who's a billionaire who wants to build a stadium here, it's political BS. and I was going to just leave it at that. It's political BS. It's garbage. It's destructive. I saw it destroy a basketball program, academics over athletics, years ago at UNLV with this false battle, and they're creating it again and trying to sell it to the people of this valley. It's making me angry.
By the way, don't ever let me get on your bad side. Man, oh, man, oh, man, that was a rant. I got to ask you, and I was going to ask you anyway, but I'll ask you, Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is dismissing reports of a late effort by San Jose, not by Oakland or Alameda County or any of that. San Jose looking to land the A's with a new stadium project. Is there anything to that? I mean, is that something that's going to have any chance of success?
I can't see it having chance of success. He's worked too far too long. This has gone too far down the road of working with Las Vegas. They want a franchise here in Las Vegas. They don't want it in San Jose. They don't want it in Sacramento. They don't want it in California. They don't want it in Oakland. They clearly don't. They don't want it there. And for all the political reasons that we know, California's slowly, maybe quickly killing itself. Certainly the East Bay already has. So they don't want it there. Baseball doesn't want it. The owners don't want it there. So go ahead. I mean, build one, and could an expansion team go to San Jose at some point? Yeah, possibly. It's I love San Jose. It's a great area. It's much better than the East Bay. That could happen.
That's beautiful.
I think one of the most interesting developments I've heard and theories that I've heard with the A's recently has been, okay, 2025 when the A's move here. And the stadium's not built because now it's not going to be built till 2028. By the way, to that end, let me tell you, and let me go a little bit of history. In 1958, the Dodgers moved to Los Angeles from Brooklyn. And they played for four years in the L.A. Coliseum before they then later eventually moved to, of course, Dodger Stadium, where eminent domain was used wrongly to remove the Mexican population from Chavez Ravine to be able to put them into Dodger Stadium eventually. Anyway, that's a whole different issue for another day. But the O'Malley's did it, moved them there, and that was, you know, so we have seen baseball teams, in this case the Brooklyn Dodgers turn to Los Angeles Dodgers, play in alternative stadiums for long periods. Stadium gets built. So there's some baseball history for you. The interesting thing that I've heard recently, theory, and I like the idea, is that 2 months out of the summer, the A's in 2025, Las Vegas, they come to Las Vegas, stadium's getting built, they're playing at Las Vegas ballpark, but during the months of July and August, they play in Reno. And I went, huh, okay. That makes
cooler
sense.
Cooler.
On a lot of fronts. Weather would be the first thing, the first reason for that. They could keep Las Vegas ballpark with natural grass, with real grass, natural turf, not have to switch it to artificial turf, so they keep it with real grass. I love that ballpark. I went to games up there this year. Saw my grandkids up there and went up to Reno. It's called the Great American Ballpark, right downtown. It's got a brick exterior. Beautiful stadium up there. And they could go up there and join the Reno Aces, is what they're called. They're the Giants AAA team. Play in that ballpark. And that would be...
I think it's a great idea. I think that's a great idea. Hey, Ron, unfortunately, you've got a news conference to get to. I got to get to a break. It is always good visiting with you, and just don't let me get on your bad side, man. I'm serious.
Did I go off? I'm going to be in trouble for what I said, but I stick to every word I said. Quote me.
I love it. I love it. Ron, yeah, hey, have a great 4th of July. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
You too. Happy Independence Day, everybody.
Thank you, man.
Take care.
There you go. Ron Futrell, the sports anchor and reporter, 8 News Now. And, man, he was a little fired up. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity on AM 670 KMZQ.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. We are going to talk a great deal about the Supreme Court decision today overturning the Biden student loan forgiveness scam. And by the way, I never hear this in the media, so I'm going to do Ron Futrell one better. I never hear this in the fake news media. I just don't. But you know who's at fault here? As much as Joe Biden is trying to do the unconstitutional and claim it's constitutional, I blame the parents of these kids who get saddled with $40,000 and $50,000 and $80,000 and $100,000 in student loan debt, and then expect the government to say, "Oh, we're going to claim a do-over." That is so ridiculous. I mean, it, honest to God, is.